All right. Well, I am so excited. I am here in the green room. Cameron Handel is here with us today, a wonderful trumpet player in the Charleston Jazz Orchestra. Cameron, you just played a big show.
Yes.
And how was it?
So fun. Amazing. With Manny, Showstopper Houston.
That
was great.
Incredible. There's not a lot of female trumpet players in the world. So how did you become inspired to play the trumpet?
Well, I was just a tag-along little sister. Honestly, my big brother played trumpet, and it was time for me to do mouthpiece testing, and I had played around on his, and I knew I could make a sound, and so I went to the mouthpiece testing night and just did real well, and so the band director wanted me on trumpet, and I wanted to be like my big brother. I didn't realize at the time that girls don't play trumpet, you know, and my parents didn't discourage it, and once I was in the section, I was like, oh. But it wasn't a big deal. So my big brother got me into the trumpet, and then I just kind of had an act for it and kept going and through high school and college and after, and here we are.
That's amazing. That's amazing. So you have a musical family. So it sounds like your brother was musical. Tell me more about the musicians in your family.
My brother, he was. He stopped around 10th grade and pursued other things. My mom did a little piano. My dad's not musical. He's a marine biologist. But my family now, with my husband and my girls, my husband's a musician. I met him in a Broadway show called Blast that I joined after I went to University of Georgia. And he's a percussionist. And Blast is like what Riverdance did for Irish dancing on the stage, Blast did for marching band on the stage. So it's big theatrical production. And I met Jeff there and ended up getting married, and he's from Indiana. He came down here, and we have two little girls, and we just started singing to them in lieu of, you know, we read to them a lot, but we also sang a lot. And I was like, well, this is same as reading. We're singing lyrics. It's fine. And we just started as in utero, I remember, with a ukulele. That's my hobby was the ukulele. The girls just started to sing along, and we it was during the lockdown, during COVID, we started trying to not go crazy, and we're like, let's just film some music videos that all the songs that we know, you know, and we kept hearing 2 weeks to slow the spread, so we're like, we got 2 weeks, let's put out some videos, so put out all our stuff.
It's like The Sound of Music. When I look at your page, it's, you know, your girls and you and your husband, and it's really magical.
It's
that
fun.
You guys share that.
It's fun, and some of the videos went viral, and we got invited to, you know, we played the Strawberry Festival at Boone Hall. We've played festival in Vermont this past summer. We played in Washington, D.C. So it's Handel Family Band, and the girls are the stars. We just sit back and let them do their thing. So, we've been really blessed to pass on the musical experience to our girls.
I love that. I love that because it's really neat to see, you know, we see you in the CJO. You've been playing with the CJO for a while.
Yes.
And to see that you're spreading that music to your daughters and you guys share that love, that's incredible.
Thanks. It's fun.
Who initially introduced you to the CJO? How did you learn about it?
I think Charlton Singleton approached me. So I first joined the hit parade that was kind of morphed into the CJO. It was Jack McCrae was involved, and then the CJO, I've been with them since the first season, and I took a few years off traveling with Michael Bolton, and Charlton let me kind of come and go, which is really nice. But yeah, it's what, 16, season 16.
That's so incredible.
Yeah,
it's incredible. Now, we missed you for a little while this CJO. I know our fans were asking, where's Cameron?
No.
You had to rehabilitate from an accident. Tell us a little bit about that.
We had an unfortunate accident New Year's Eve of 21. Our family, we have a golf cart, and we go across to the shopping center. We had a trip we had taken hundreds of times to get fireworks. It was that afternoon. And the light turned green, and I remember Jeff hesitating, and I remember having the thought, like, are you going to go or what? But he looked, made sure nobody was coming. We get going, and we got to the other side of the intersection when I saw, to my right, a white work van barreling at us at 50 miles an hour, and thank God, hit the front of the cart instead of, you know, What if we had been going 1 second faster and 1 second slower?
Oh my gosh.
So I hit the front of the cart. My husband and my girls were buckled. Thank God, spun out and flipped over. But I was thrown across the intersection and just tumbled, and blunt facial trauma and brain injury and broken bones and punctured lungs. And I had to, it was about 10 months off of the horn. And 2 years for the brain injury. I'm just like, I'm still dealing with vertigo, but it's been a long road to recovery. But I just have a bunch of scar tissue here that I've just learned to deal with. And I thank God every day that I'm still playing. Like, my teeth were chipped and cracked, and like I'm back. So
we're so glad you're back, and we're so blessed that you're okay. And I just feel like your story, the reason I wanted to mention it was because so many musicians hit a bump in the road like that and they get discouraged. Mm-hmm. And you just, like, nothing was going to stop you. You're going to get that trumpet and you're going to get back to what you love. And so I'm inspired by that. And watched through how you handled that with such grace.
Well, y'all didn't see behind the scenes. The first time I tried to play, I was bawling. But,
oh, my goodness.
But thank you. Yeah.
What are your dreams? What would you like to do in music that you haven't done?
You know, my dream is to get paid to go play in music festivals. My dream is to show my girls the world. You know, I saw the world with Michael Bolton. We went to 47 countries. I'm like, this is what it's all about, just traveling. And so if I could get paid to go play with Saltwater Brass, take the girls with us and do some Handel Family Band in between, you know, that's my dream. It's a pretty simple dream, but just travel on somebody else's dime. That's the goal.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And people see you sometimes in Charleston, mm-hmm. walking down the street, basically throwing a musical party in the street. Tell us what that is when people see you in the middle of the road with your trumpet.
Yes. That's our newest project. It's just second line parade band stuff. It's, you know, with the wedding industry here, the parades have just kind of exploded. A demand for a New Orleans style street parade leading the wedding party and guests from the ceremony to the reception has, there's just a demand for it. And I have so much fun doing it. And people come out of their balconies and like, what's going on? And, you know, the brides feel special. Everybody's coming out and cheering them on, and just feel you get to be a part of their special day. And just, it's a party in the street. It's fun.
That's amazing. Well, Cameron, we're so glad to have you in the Charleston Jazz Orchestra.
Thank
you. Are just a ray of sunshine in the orchestra. And thanks for coming in.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.